Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has been meeting with officials at the local CELAC Secretariat to discuss preparations for the meetings to take place in New York next week. The Prime Minister said St. Vincent and the Grenadines will also be preparing for a CELAC summit slated for early next year.
Well, I had a meeting, as I said yesterday, with Douglas Slater from the Secretariat of the Pro Tempore Presidency of St. Vincent and Grenadines, and Ambassador Wickham and the young lady, professional from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, dealing with the CELAC file in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are preparing for an engagement, for several engagements at the UN, but the major one on the margins of the UN General Assembly would be with the African Union leadership. So, as you know, when we come back from the African Union, we have to begin to prepare from the United Nations General Assembly. We have to begin in earnest the preparation for the CELAC summit. I'm hopeful that we can have it by the end of February. My term finishes the end of January, but I'm saying that we can do the handover at the end of February, assuming that everything goes well with Sandals. Sandals, you know, you heard it that they themselves said that they intend to finish in time for what they delicately call the Prime Minister's event. And I had to explain that the Prime Minister's is not a personal event of mine. This is, yeah. It'd be wonderful if we can get that done at the time for their opening, where we can have the summit, you know, because they will have the facilities, they're building the conference center and everything too.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The UN General Assembly will convene in New York, USA from September 18th to 26th. Meanwhile, a Cuban delegation, which is currently in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, met this week with the coordinator of the CELAC Secretariat, Dr. Douglas Slater, and the deputy coordinator, Andreas Wickham. The delegation was also engaged in a number of activities with the CELAC Food and Nutrition Security Center as part of their visit. I am Johnny P. Straker with today's CELAC report.